Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USA Prepares. Just four of us in the studio today. Two colts, a German shepherd named Morgan, and me. Gwyneth is live in Australia. Jason is engineering. Thank you, Jason. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, really, really well, Gwyneth. And I'm thinking that one of the themes that will run through today's class is liars, cheats, thieves, lawyers, and politicians. I'm repeating myself. You know, it seems that, and you'd like to talk about what it's going to look like as we go down the drain, all of us. And a major component of this is people don't tell the truth. They flat out lie. And it used to be if someone was a liar, he was ostracized. People didn't like him. He was mistrusted. And that seems to be the mode of the day. And what I'm saying by that is we have a president who's been at the public trough for over 50 years, Joe Biden by name. He can't tell the truth. He lies consistently. His son lies. His family lies. The culture of Washington, D.C. is one of liars, cheats, thieves, scandals, murders, and cover-ups. And because he lies and because he sets the standard for the United States, people in other countries can't trust us. They don't know if he means what he says or not. They don't know if he's going to honor his word for 20 minutes or not. We, as the public, have to listen to, you have to take the jab or you can't travel. You have to take the jab or you can't go to restaurants, stores, hospitals. You can't visit loved ones. You have to take the jab. And then we find out, and we've said this here at USA Prepares beginning of day one, that this was man-made. It was engineered. The government has lied to people and convinced them into taking the jab. And as a result, about 20 million people have been killed worldwide. At least that's what's been reported. Could be more. People have been killed in my family. I'm sure they've been killed in everyone else's family just as well. People who took the jab, or people who were shedded on by people who took the jab. People who took the jab and said, y'all got to get the jab, you're going to die. And then they got the jab and they're really sick and they died, or they're just really, really sick. I don't know anyone, not one person who took the jab who is better off for it. Said, I feel great. Everybody who took the jab is either sick, dying, or dead. So we have a group of people leading the charge, lying to us. We have big tech lying to us. Big tech is telling us that we need all these tools, and they spy on us, and they use that information against us, or they use that information and sell it, or they use it against us and sell it. God bless you. So big tech lies to us. Big tech makes enormous amounts of money doing what? Gathering information. You know, it used to be that the Dow Jones was made of 30 industrial stocks. It was called the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And it had some of the biggest players in the country that actually did things, like Sears Roebuck and Company, the largest, biggest, best store in the world. Had everything. They were delisted. We used to have companies like General Electric. We had auto manufacturers, food manufacturers. We had the best corporations. And now no one in his right mind trusts any corporation because they lie. They lie. They don't know what they're doing. They hire people who don't know what they're doing. You can't get a straight answer from anybody anymore. I'm exaggerating a little bit, just a little bit. Clerks don't know what they're doing in the stores. You say, do you have a... And they go, what are you talking about? I don't even know what that is. Right? That's where we are today. Children do not know how to estimate. They don't know how to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. We have the dumbest bunch of children in the last 100 years. Coming out of public training camps. Corporations are looking for people with a pulse. If you have a pulse, we'll hire you if you have a pulse. But the jobs are not what you could call one that you could join a company, settle within the company, help the company grow, grow with the company, retire. It's not like that. Domino's Pizza, prime example. The two-topping pizza would be like pepperoni. That would be a two-topping pizza. I don't know how they count, but that would be one topping. Domino's Pizza. And then they have, it's been reported to me, that people use their cell phone and they order a pizza and they go pick it up. And they get points. If you spend $10 or more, you get 10 points. I know a guy that bought two $10 pizzas and he got 10 points. He's supposed to get 20 points. Domino's Pizza. Sounds to me like their corporate culture is one of lying. And that's what it sounds like to me. And if you work for Domino's Pizza or you're the CEO and you'd like to call in, call in. We'll pay for the call. And we'll talk about it. And I'll tell you what I know. You know, Walmart used to say, Sears used to say, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That was above the doors. Walmart comes in and pushes the little competitors away, beats them up. And then Walmart has, you know, satisfaction always. Then they say always. Now they don't say anything. We used to have honor. We used to have integrity. We used to have honesty. I was supposed to pick up an item for the farm today. Communicated on Facebook Marketplace with this guy, and we agreed. And he said, okay, Wednesday. I said, Tuesday would be better. I'll be in Springfield on Tuesday. He said, no, Wednesday. I said, okay. So I planned for Wednesday. The guy deletes the item and goes away. Is it fraud? Did he sell it to somebody else? What happened? There's no honor. There's no integrity. It's outrageous. And in that line of thinking, I think there ought to be extreme penalties for this kind of nonsense. And let me give you a case in point. Cell phones. People are crossing the double yellow line. People are driving in the wrong lane. People are looking down at their phones. They're not looking where they're going. So I think that we should have a law. And all of those lawyers out there, heads up. Cell phone companies know where you are. They know if you're moving. They know exactly where you are within 20 feet, maybe less than that. Anyone who has a cell phone operational in his or her vehicle, whether it be a passenger, whether it be a family member, whether it be the driver, it doesn't matter. Anyone who uses a cell phone while in a vehicle shall receive a $1,000 fine immediately through the cell phone company charged to that person. $1,000 fine. That's for the first one. Second fine, let's make it $2,000. Third one, $5,000. Fourth one, prison. Because people driving with cell phones are not paying attention. They're distracted. And they're driving up the insurance costs of everybody else. Teslas. If a Tesla is unattended, driving without someone operating the vehicle in autonomous mode, and if it crashes into somebody, the entire board of directors of Tesla is arrested. Charged with manslaughter if a person dies. And the CEO, Elon. That's what we need. We need laws like that, and they need to be meted out in the public square. Gwyneth, your comments, please.
Yeah, you know who was one of the first people killed by one of these self-driving cars? The engineer who developed the technology. He went out one day in his self-driving car using the technology that he himself had invented, and he was watching Harry Potter on his mobile device. His car crashed and he was killed.
All right, let's extrapolate this a little more. How about when some, and this happened to me yesterday in the truck, some guy in a Tesla was right behind me. He's got radar forward and aft. He's blasting me with radar. It's outrageous. Because it's illegal to have, in many states, to have a radar detector. So you can see what the police are doing. But it's not illegal for Teslas to transmit radar all around the vehicle. That's okay. Think about that. Think about that, class. That's where we are today. Rich talks about it all the time. Groups of people. And you know, I was thinking, if that Tesla driver passed me, would I smile and wave? Would I say, wow, that's a Tesla, you must be really something, and be envious? Or would I think that person is an out-and-out, dyed-in-the-wool, card-carrying moron? And I think the latter prevails. Gwyneth, in the United States, there's a surge of articles about China's ownership of U.S. farmland. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has sort of figured out that 40 million acres of farmland was sold to foreigners like the Chinese in 2021. That's up 40% from 2016. The Chinese are buying our farmland. Now, some people might say, well, it's not in my backyard, but, you know, it's okay. Well, it is in my backyard. The Chinese have bought land in Wright County, Missouri. And I hope that the Americans who see this kind of stuff going on, and if they decide to build a bottling plant and drain our aquifer to put in a bottled water bottling plant, I hope they do the right thing. I hope the Americans do the right thing. Of course, that means supporting the Chinese and saying, thank you so very much. Appreciate you draining our wells. I don't know what they're doing here. But why are they here? They're all over the United States. Foreign corporations are buying our land.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's a company called Formosa Plastics Corporation. It's a Taiwan company. And it was formed in 1954 with a U.S. loan of $798,000. So they built their first plant, and they are one of the largest plastic companies in the world. They're in Texas now, and they have been expanding and expanding, and they have polluted the air, the ground, and the water in Texas. They've destroyed the area. They've killed the fish. And it's a terrible situation. And so the company, what they do is they have these, you know, mandatory tests. Government comes out, tests the water. So the company goes and gets the samples for the government to test. And the employees have been told, no, throw that out. I'll just use some, you know, clean water for the test. So the employees are threatened. They'll lose their jobs if they come forward. The company will retaliate, destroy their lives, and that's what happens. So I'm concerned about foreign companies coming to the United States. I'm concerned about any company in the United States because it seems like corporations all build their wealth on the backs of the little people. And they destroy lives and health. And that's what happened with Formosa. And if you don't believe me, just go to Netflix and look up Dirty Money. Dirty Money. Or just go to the internet and look up Formosa Plastics. And they get fined. And then they say, okay, well, most so sorry. I won't do it again. And then they do it again. So in 1999, Formosa Plastic used bribes to dump 3,000 tons of mercury-laden waste in Cambodia. People died. Still doing it. Why are these companies allowed to exist? Are they too big to fail? Because we all need plastic soda bottles? Because we need plastic mayonnaise jars, saran wrap, takeout food? We need wrappers for Big Macs? Think about what we're doing to the planet. Think about that, class. And think about these greedy, did I say greedy? Greedy people who can't wait to hop on a jet and go read a book in a foreign country on the beach, you know, for the weekend. Burning up fuel, polluting the air. These are the same people who buy bottled water, you know, because they want to be healthy. And then what do they do with the bottles? They keep them? No. Now, we're talking about consumers. We're talking about some of the most dangerous people on the planet, consumers, enabled by lawyers, enabled by politicians, fueled by greed, fueled by bribes and payoffs. Gwyneth?
Yeah. We've all got to realize that to the degree that what we need for our lives comes from the currency that's in our bank account or in our pocket, to that degree, we're all enslaved. Because if you go back, let's say we go back 150 years ago, okay, so probably around about 1870. People knew how to do a lot of stuff without currency that we take for granted now. Most people didn't have electricity in their homes. Most people heated their houses with wood fires, either directly or they did have basement furnaces. But the basement furnaces were operated using wood. Sometimes they were operated using coal, but more often it was wood. And people used to make their own garments. They used to do their own sewing. They used to grow their own food a lot of the time. They used to buy some food at the shops as well, but most people had chickens, so they would at least have eggs to eat, if nothing else. And this was around about 1870, and it was before the consumer society really kicked off. You did have some advertising consumerism, but it was not.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican New Hampshire primary. Trump defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Earlier, Haley said the primaries are a marathon, not a sprint, while looking ahead to the next contest. Haley adds she's not dropping out of the race and said there are dozens of states left and challenged Trump to a debate. Freezing rain and snow are causing headaches for millions of Americans in the Midwest today. The National Weather Service says icy roads and possible power outages are possible from Kansas up to Maine. Illegal immigrants continue to enter the country across the southern border, but a bipartisan border deal could soon be coming. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the price tag will likely pass $14 billion. But some GOP lawmakers want to see the text of the bill before they consider it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I'm looking at a map of foreign-owned land in the United States. So if you look at the bottom 40% of the United States, like California, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, you know, those states, 2.4% of that agricultural land is held by foreigners. Not American citizens that were of foreign descent. We're talking about foreign-held agricultural land. There are only three places that have a small amount of agricultural land held by foreigners in the United States. Kentucky, New Hampshire, and where Joe lives, Delaware. Isn't that interesting? Little tiny state called Delaware on the East Coast. It's polluted. Delaware's polluted. DuPont, De Nemours, was responsible for a lot of the pollution, a chemical company for the little state of Delaware. Absolutely true. So you might want to look up foreign held agricultural land by state and see if you see the same thing that I see. Why is this allowed? Why are foreign organizations allowed to buy something that is not any longer made land? Why is our government allowing foreigners to buy our land? Are you outraged? You ought to be. You ought to be. This is over the top. And I've said
hang on. Just wait.
Okay. You know, I've said many times that I want nothing to do with anyone that supports the current regime. The current regime that's lying to us. The current regime that has no consistent direction. The current regime that is telling us to do things that make no sense. Like, y'all buy electric cars, and we're going to build a power grid because we're going to make the environment cleaner. Nothing could be farther from the truth. And companies, auto companies, are now saying, we can't do it. It makes no sense. We really want to have products that customers would like to buy. And people don't want to buy electric vehicles because they know the shortcomings. They know the range limitations. They know, or they're starting to learn about, the massive pollution that building an electric vehicle causes. They're starting to learn this. And then there are people who look at Jeff Bezos. Oh, he's got a beautiful yacht. And they envy him. It's despicable. That amount of consumption is outrageous. And what was it based on? Well, it was based on destroying brick and mortar stores. So you don't have to go to the store. You can just order it and it'll just show up. And think about all the trees that are being cut down for all the boxes that are used for shipping all of these things to the generally dumb public. So they can order it online and have it within a day or two. Instead of consolidating their trips and going to the store and reducing the packaging. So do you think that these boxes are being recycled by the people that buy from Amazon? Do you think they're being recycled? Now, you do know that you've seen those green compactors where the boxes are compressed, put into bales, and recycled. You've seen that at big box stores, right? Like Walmart? You've seen that. Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, you've seen that. Where do you think the boxes go for the people who buy things from Amazon? So the bigger the company, the more damage that that company does. It's a fact. The more damage that company does to the environment. And if you look at Formosa, literally bribes, payoffs, threats, all for greed, all for more. How much does a person need? Really, how much does a person need? Can you imagine having a job where you're forced to lie and sign off that you've lied? You know, this sample is certified by, Joe Doakes, that it's true and accurate. And Joe Doakes will lose his job if he doesn't sign off on a fraudulent report or test. We have people in the government who are being bribed to look the other way. Employees are being bribed or threatened to look the other way. And we're polluting the land on which our children are growing up. It's outrageous. Gwyneth?
Yeah.
It's like this. 150 years ago, everybody had a trade where they actually made something or other with their hands. They didn't have computers. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have radio. They didn't have television. People lived their lives in real life, interacting with other people, and providing, usually it was a good and not a service, to their own community. And you had large corporations, but you didn't have the megalopolies, which is what I call them. They're not monopolies anymore. They're megalopolies. They're taking over the earth. And most people lived their lives in their own local community. And you had the rich and you had the poor, but everybody had a function and everybody had a reason to get up in the morning and go to work. These days, people cannot accomplish anything unless they have cash. They can't put a roof over their head. They can't pay their utility bills. There basically were no utility bills 100 years ago, except maybe gas and rent. So there was gas and there was rent, but there was no electricity bills because there was no electricity. There was no internet bills because there was no internet. There was no phone bills because there was no telephone. You know? And people, I think they were freer and I think they were happier back in the day. I could be wrong, but everybody had a basic sense of Christianity. They all knew about Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross. It was common knowledge within the culture. But today, I mean, I saw a video on YouTube where I think we discussed this the other week, where, you know, this little, it was in that documentary, Supersize Me, where a little kid was held up a picture of Ronald McDonald. They all knew who Ronald McDonald was, these little children. And they held up a picture of Wendy from the Wendy's hamburger place. And some of them knew who Wendy was. And then they held up a picture of Jesus Christ. And none of the children knew who Jesus Christ was. That is an absolutely sad, 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 sad state of affairs. And if the day is rapidly coming, I'll tell you where all this is headed. This is headed for the apocalypse. This is headed for the mark of the beast. And pretty soon, unless you can make it yourself, whatever it is, you're not going to have it. Unless you've already fought the municipality. The municipality or the county on the property tax issue and won, which you will do, because they're in fraud, and if you point out that they're a corporation and you don't have to consent to contract with a corporation unless you want to, and otherwise it's extortion, it's a RICO violation, then you are going to be at risk of losing your real estate. You better fight those battles now. You better dig your heels in with the municipality now on the property tax issue, because when it all goes down, if you've already fought them on this issue, you've got a better chance of coming out the winner on the other side, because you'll be able to point to them and say, you tried to rob me of my land before, and you're coming at me with the same stuff, and it didn't succeed then, and it sure is not going to succeed now. People have lost their minds, Vincent. They cannot live without cash. Very few of us can live without cash. We have been so brainwashed
by these folding pieces of plastic or paper that are in our pockets, that we think that this is where everything comes from. But that's not where everything comes from. You know where everything comes from in the whole world, Vincent? It comes from nature. If you look at even a most technological device out there, like this cell phone that I'm speaking through to talk to you, is all made of minerals that came from nature. It was dug out of a hole, highly refined through a process that I absolutely don't understand, you know, manufactured in a way that I don't have a clue of, and then, you know, sold to somebody, and then that somebody, actually it was my son, he bought this cell phone, and then he got another cell phone, and so he said, okay, Mum, you can have my old cell phone. And I said, thank you very much, son. I really appreciate that, because it was a perfectly good cell phone, but it had a bit of a cracked screen, and he thought that it was probably better that he got another cell phone instead of, you know, running the gauntlet of if his cracked screen was going to finally go. But anyway, that's beside the point. The cell phone is made from natural materials. Very highly organized natural materials and very skillfully crafted natural materials, but it's all nature. It comes from mine. Everything around you comes from nature. It comes from a mine or it comes from a farm. Those are the two alternatives. Okay? And by mine, I include oil wells in the category of mine. It's people don't know how to do anything for themselves. They don't even know how to cook for themselves. You get companies, like there's this one in Australia called HelloFresh. You fill out a list, you tick all the boxes to say what meals you want on what day, and they will send you the ingredients so that you can prepare those meals. But there's other companies that will actually just send you the meals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and she brings to the fore an important point. Let me give you just an example. One of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is not only do we talk about theory, but we talk about practical application. So here's practical application of what she's talking about. So a button fell off my shirt. And I like this shirt. I wear it around the farm. It's a long sleeve shirt. And it has buttons for the cuffs. It has buttons for the to close the shirt. And one of them fell off. So I decided that, I guess it's un-American what I did. I decided I was going to put the button back on. And that required a needle, and it required thread. And the point I'm trying to make is, if you had to make your own needle, you'd be really hard-pressed to do it. And if you were determined to make some thread, you'd be even more hard-pressed to make the thread so that you could sew together a shirt. Darn near impossible in today's world. Not only that, people have lost the skill of sewing by hand. They have. And heck, we don't need any needles. We don't need any thread. Just throw the shirt away. Throw the pants away. Throw the jacket away. The coat. Throw them away. Darning socks. My grandmother, I used to see her sitting down on the sofa in her living room in the 1950s. Darning socks. What does that mean? Well, the big toe would typically pop through the end of the sock, and she'd sew that hole back up. Why did she do that? Well, my grandfather didn't have to buy another pair of socks. That's what people did back then. Now, can you tell me in the last 20 years, one person, just one person, who has darned a pair of socks, or put a sock, stitched up the hole in sock, you know, to give it more life. Just one person. I'll bet you'd be hard-pressed to do it. Now, Gwyneth may have done it. Kathy may have done it. You know, at USA Prepares, we may have done it. But outside of USA Prepares, our class and our students, maybe I was right the first time, student. Maybe we only have one. but think about that, class. Think about that. We don't do that stuff anymore. We don't fix things. We throw them away. Did you ever bring your VHS tape player to a recorder to the fix-it shop? Or a radio? Or a toaster? Or a mixer? Or a DVD player? Or a stereo? Have you brought one of those to a fix-it shop? The answer is no. Because they're made to be disposable. They're made to not be fixed. That's where we are today. Just get a new one. Just get a new one. But you need to have currency to do that. And so the international bankers and the national bankers and the local bankers have all inserted themselves into our lives where they skim off our hard work. They take a piece of the action. You know, there's something called a merchant discount. And this is where euphemisms and misnomers come into play. A merchant discount. What that means is you go buy something with a credit card and the credit card company takes 3.5%, 3%, 2.75% of the transaction amount plus a fixed fee. Let's say 35 cents. So every time you swipe your credit card, it costs the person who sold it to you 35 cents plus, let's say, 3% of the transaction amount. That's because you didn't want to use cash. If you use cash, nobody'd have to pay those fees. And do you think that it's just the merchant that's paying those fees? No. They bundle that into the purchase price. Now, some people, if they really want to make it clear that there is a transaction fee, they'll say, well, if you pay with cash or a check, it's the price that we quoted you. If you want to use a credit card, it's 3% more, 3.5% more. That's when it really stings and you feel it. You go, whoa, I'll tell you what, let me just get some cash. And sometimes it can be pretty large. You know, if you buy something for $10,000 with a credit card, it can be pretty big. So, Gwyneth, we've got a gentleman on the line, and let me put him on the air. Let's see. I'm waiting for Jason to release it. It's Brett from New York. Let's see what happens. Hey, Brett. Welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, how are you both?
Really, really well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You were mentioning darning socks. I've been sewing holes closed in my socks since I was preteen when I was going away to summer camp. It was mandatory. The camp mandated that you had a sewing kit. You know, we kind of knew how to use it. Oh, I hear the break coming up.
Yeah. Hey, Brett. I've got your solar panels here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Bam and I went out with the truck yesterday. Rich Sieben filled in. Thank you, Rich, for doing that. And I was able to get Brett's pallet of solar panels. I think you'll be impressed. Canadian Solar is the brand. Same ones we have here at the farm. I'm going to put you on hold. And Gwyneth and I and Brett will be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.